Good morning. I'm John Sliggers. The Plymouth County Board of Supervisors approved a new general fund tax levy for the county's 2024-25 budget after a public hearing yesterday. The new levy was reduced to $3.43 per thousand in fiscal year 2024-25, down from the current $3.50. While the levy was reduced from the current budget year, tax dollars increased because tax valuations increased. Property values this year totaled $1.92 billion in Plymouth County. For next year, they'll increase to $2.07 billion. Tax dollars raised in the next fiscal year will be $7.12 million compared to the current $6.86 million. The additional general fund dollars will be put towards salaries and insurance premiums. The increased rural fund dollars will be put toward secondary road use. The Board of Supervisors also approved their road construction budget and plan yesterday. This plan includes a total of $15.7 million in construction, of which the county will spend $4.7 million for bridge and culvert projects. The Iowa House has sent to the governor a plan to extend the post-pregnancy Medicaid coverage for new mothers and infants. State Representative Tom Jennery of Lamars says the state currently supports postpartum care for a limited time, but covers more women.
It expands postpartum coverage to Medicaid people up to 1 year after birth. Right now it's 60 days, and Iowa currently provides free health insurance to pregnant women of up to 375% of federal poverty level, but that's just for 2 months.
This bill reduces the number of people eligible but extends more benefits.
So what this bill does is it increases the eligibility for an entire year, but it reduces the federal poverty level to 215% of that level. But you're on it for a lot longer. You're on it for 10 more months.
Democrats say the state can and should spend the extra $7 million a year to keep that higher income threshold for the program. A federal law approved 3 years ago gives states authority and funding to expand postpartum coverage in the Medicaid program. Iowa will soon join 47 states that have approved the expansion. The Iowa House has voted to establish statewide regulations for automated traffic cameras that generate tickets for speeding and running red lights. Republican Representative Phil Thompson of Boone says tickets could only be issued if a vehicle is caught going at least 10 miles an hour over the posted speed limit. Representative Brian Best, a Republican from Glidden, says after years of wrangling, it's clear there's no perfect answer, but it is time to act. Republican Representative John Wills of Spirit Lake wants to go further and ban all traffic cameras. Cities with fewer than 20,000 residents could not have mobile cameras that change locations. The bill passed on an 85-12 vote and now goes on to the Senate. A Sioux City woman who's the wife of a Woodbury County supervisor plans to appeal her voter fraud conviction. Kim Taylor also will have a new attorney. Guy Weinstein has been appointed to represent Taylor in the appeal. Taylor was sentenced to 4 months in prison and 4 months home confinement on April the 1st. She was convicted last November by a federal jury on 26 counts of providing false information in registering and voting, 3 counts of fraudulent registration, and 23 counts of fraudulent voting. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sliggers.